Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Mark 4. Once again, Jesus began to teach beside the sea, and such a large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people crowded along the shore. And he taught them many things in parables. And in his teaching he said, "Listen! A farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was sowing, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Some fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun rose, the seedlings were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the seedlings, and they yielded no crop. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it sprouted, grew up, and produced a crop, one bearing 30-fold, another 60-fold, and another 100-fold. Then Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." As soon as Jesus was alone with the 12 and those around him, they asked him about the parable. He replied, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside everything is expressed in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise they might turn and be forgiven." Then Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The farmer sows the word. Some are like the seeds along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Some are like the seeds sown on rocky ground. They hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But they themselves have no root, and they remain only for a season. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Others are like the seeds sown among the thorns. They hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desire for other things come in and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Still others are like the seeds sown on good soil. They hear the word, receive it, and produce a crop, 30-fold, 60-fold, or 100-fold. Jesus also said to them, "Does anyone bring in a lamp to put it under a basket or under a bed? Doesn't he set it on a stand? For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be brought to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." He went on to say, "Pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more will be added to you. For whoever has will be given more, but whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him." Jesus also said, "The kingdom of God is like a man who scatters seed on the ground. Night and day he sleeps and wakes, and the seed sprouts and grows, though he knows not how. All by itself the earth produces a crop, first the stalk, then the head, then grain that ripens within. And as soon as the grain is ripe, he swings the sickle, because the harvest has come." Then he asked, "To what can we compare the kingdom of God? With what parable shall we present it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds sown upon the earth. But after it is planted, it grows to be the largest of all garden plants, and puts forth great branches, so that the birds of the air nest in its shade." With many such parables, Jesus spoke the word to them, to the extent that they could understand. He did not tell them anything without using a parable, but privately he explained everything to his own disciples. When that evening came, he said to the disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." After they had dismissed the crowd, they took Jesus with them, since he was already in the boat, and there were other boats with him. Soon a violent windstorm came up, and the waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was being swamped. But Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on the cushion. So they woke him and said, "Teacher, don't you care that we are perishing?" Then Jesus got up, rebuked the wind and the sea. "Silence," he commanded, "be still." And the wind died down, and it was perfectly calm. "Why are you so afraid?" he asked. "Do you still have no faith?" Overwhelmed with fear, they asked one another, "Who is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This is God's word. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not hard to understand. God is holy and hates sin. Humanity, both as a group and individually, has rebelled against God and chosen to sin. Christ died for our sins and rose again to give us spiritual life. That's the good news in a few basic bullet points. There is depth beyond those bullet points to be learned and explored. But the message is not difficult. So why don't more people become Christians? Mark 4:1-25 gives us the answer. The answer, in a brief statement, is that most people aren't prepared spiritually to receive the gospel. Either their hearts are hard, and Satan can steal the message from them, that's in verse 15, or their hearts are shallow, so that even though they like the message, it never transforms them, that's verses 16-17, or they're distracted by common human struggles, as we saw in verses 18 and 19. Most people don't become Christians because their hearts need to be prepared by the Holy Spirit to receive the message of Christ. This parable of Christ is emphatic that the problem of unbelief is not a problem with God's word. God's word is widely distributed, as verses 3 and 4 and verses 21-23 tell us. And it is powerfully productive as well, as verse 20 tells us. Yet too often, Christians want to change the message, as if God's word were defective. Instead of asking God to change the hearts of those who hear it, and that's where the defect really is. Christians want to de-emphasize, say, the doctrine of God's justice, in other words, hell, to make the message easier to hear. Or they want to emphasize God's love, give it more emphasis than his holiness. Or God's law, his righteous standards, are redefined or denied completely. Unbelief is not the result of a defective gospel. It is the natural product of sinful, unprepared hearts. The answer, then, is to ask God to prepare and open the hearts of people to receive the word. That's what makes some soil good soil, as verse 8 and verse 20 calls it. It's also what Jesus is getting at when he said, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you," and he said that in verse 11. God opened the minds and the hearts of the disciples to receive the gospel. That's why they were saved. And that's why you and I were saved, too. As Christians who are commanded by God to spread the gospel message, two points are crucial to take away from this chapter. First, don't mess with the message. It produces great results on its own, according to verse 20, because it's God's word, according to verse 14. And second, do pray for those you want to reach for Christ. And as you pray, ask God to prepare their hearts to receive the good message of God's word. May the Lord give each of us an opportunity today to talk to someone whose heart is prepared to receive the gospel. Let's pray for that today, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.